glad to have you out. Another one of our Sunday evenings to celebrate the birth of our Savior. And tonight we get to do it with our children. They're all good and they're all fun. But I'm really looking forward to hearing how Christmas in Egypt is celebrated. Our little ones are going to help us understand that. By the way, I made an observation as I came in. I'm seeing people sitting down front that never sit down front when I preach. I don't know. Maybe it has something to do with the kids. I don't know. But I just want all of you to know I'll be expecting you down front the next time I preach. But anyway, we're so glad to have you out tonight to support our children and to celebrate the Savior's birth. You know, I don't think anybody celebrates Christmas better than children. And then to hear them understand and celebrate the message of Christmas and Christ is just a double treat for us. And I hope you'll be blessed by it. I know you all brought your cameras and everything. Just let them whirl, okay, as the kids bless us. But I just want to say welcome to this place. By the way, how many of you are guests of ours? You're not regularly with us. Or hold your hands up here. Ridgecrest, welcome these folks to our evening. I would also say to you, next Sunday night, our adult choir and orchestra will bring their annual Christmas presentation, and you'll want to be here for that just as well. But at any rate, we're going to receive our offering, and I'm going to pray, and then after our offering, our kids will come and bless us in Christmas in Egypt. Father, thank you so much for our time tonight. Pray that you'll bless it. Thank you for all the work that our little ones have put into this. Thank you for the work of the workers who've helped give hours and time and energy to help our little ones understand and prepare for this evening celebration. I pray that you'll be with us, God. Come and fill this place up, God, as our children sing. And then, Father, let us, I tell you again that we love you, and let us now give generously to you. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
That Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem and visited by wise men from the east. The shepherds in the west came first and saw him best. But in the south, the folks were last, not least. For when our Lord was born in the Holy Land, in Egypt they knew nothing of this child. There, Pharaoh was the king, and Messiah meant nothing to those who lived upon or near the Nile.
From the mother's King Herod, they fled to a far, far away land. How long did they stay? The Bible tells us they remained in Egypt until Herod was dead. So likely, Jesus celebrated at least one birthday there. We can only imagine that Christmas in Egypt might have been like to Mary and Joseph and their special baby sent from God.
What day this is? It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, my little godsend.
Godsend, a godsend on Christmas Day.
Joseph, can you believe how quickly Jesus has grown?
No, Mary. It seems only yesterday we were on our way to Bethlehem, not knowing when to expect his birth.
Well, right now, I expect Jesus is probably thirsty. I think we'll go to the well so you can get ready for the P-A-R-T-Y.
Good idea. I'll go finish the G-I-F-T-S.
Say bye-bye.
Well, then, she was awful, just awful. I was all thinking about her for his stuff. Well, I know that Beersheba is older than the pyramids, not a bit flatter. Oh, what a shame. Her mother was such a beauty. You're right, please, honey. It's certainly not a case of, like, mother like daughter.
No, Sheba. And that dress, it was more like daughter like mama. Speaking of a beauty, here's that lovely Hebrew girl again.
I believe they call her Mary.
Yes, and she's got that precious little child with her. Hello, little fella.
Cleopatra, sometimes you act like a child.
Hello, the Lord's given us a beautiful day, hasn't he?
Well, it's a beautiful day, but we'll give the credit to Pharaoh, if you don't mind.
Yes, I understand. Jesus, watch Mommy get water from the well.
Oh, he's a little lamb.
Why, he's a love, just a love.
Yes, Jesus is love.
You're not from the South, are you, darling?
No, we're just visiting here from Israel.
I just knew she was from the North.
Of course, Sheba. I didn't even have to ask.
Tell my dear you're not from here. Every word you say gives you away.
Shut my mouth, you're not from the South. Tell me, sugar plum, just where you're from.
Nazareth, that's where we're from.
The city of David, Jesse's favorite son.
The prophesied and chosen place
for Savior.
Must have been hard for Mary, so far from home, yet never far from the gossip, the questions, and the misunderstanding of those around her. But Mary was never alone. For, just like us, she knew that God was always with her.
Sweet little Jesus, what would I do without you? You would be the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, but to me you'll always be.
Want to run in that house and love that little child to pieces.
Oh, get a grip, Cleo Patty. Remember, we worship Pharaoh.
I know, Delta, but that Pharaoh, he's so hateful. And this King Jesus is nothing but love.
Well, maybe so, but I think it's our duty to tell Pharaoh about this king.
You're right, Delta. Besides, there might be a reward for such information. Jewels, gold, perfume.
Then let's not waste a cotton-picking minute. Let's go.
No, I'm going to stay here.
Oh, Cleo Patty.
Wait a minute. This might be better. Cleo Patty, you stay here. But if you find out anything we should know, you come and find us now you're here.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you really think there might be a reward?
Come on.
Live only in our imagination. There will always be people who seek to profit from their knowledge of Jesus. The world is full of seekers, but fortunately, many of them seek to know God.
Come on, children. We've got a party to get to.
Pardon me, young man, but do you know anything about the woman and child who live here?
Why, yes, I do. I'm Mary's husband, Joseph, and you are?
I'm Cleo Patty.
Well, Miss Cleo Patty, won't you come in? We're having a little celebration.
Why, thank you, Joseph. I'll just slip in behind the children, if you don't mind.
Don't mind at all. Okay, everybody, be quiet. Psst, Mary. I'm here with the KIDS.
Birthday, Jesus, birthday.
different.
It's time for favorite food.
Barge in on your party.
Nonsense. You were invited.
Of course. Come sit here by me and Jesus.
Hello, birthday boy.
Oh, I like that word, yes. All right, let me think.
The shop is a gathering place for all the children.
Oh.
I'm not sure how much work that he gets done when they're around, but he certainly does enjoy their company.
And what better practice for a new papa?
All right, this story is the best I've ever told you. Yes, those stories you could believe in your mind, but this story you must believe in your heart.
We can do that, Joseph.
Yes, what is it?
It's the story of Jesus' birth.
One night, an angel brought the news that Mary would be the mother of God's child, the promised Messiah. But before Jesus was born, everyone in Israel had to pay a tax in the city of their birth. Mary was great with child, knowing Joseph placed her on a donkey and made her home.
They could see the flickering lights of Joseph's hometown in the distance. It's very small, but it's the city of David, Bethlehem.
Hosts and fears will all of you.
I've made presents for you.
Presents? Presents for us?
But Mary, I'm puzzled. If Jesus is the promised Messiah of... But Mary, I'm puzzled. If Jesus is Israel's promised Messiah, why is your family here in Egypt?
Because an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream, telling him to bring us here.
And he did? Just like that?
Just like that.
But didn't you ever wonder why or where or how long you have to stay?
Yes, we both had many questions, but faith is trusting God even when you don't have the answers to your questions.
Is everyone having fun?
Yes!
There's that word I love.
Was that why God sent you to Egypt?
Possibly, but when Herod found out that the prophesied king had finally been born, his one desire was to kill Jesus.
Children, you must always remember, some seek to worship Jesus, but others seek to destroy him. Now do you understand why we're celebrating Christmas here in Egypt?
Yes, all too well. Mary, if I got to go, but thank you for more than you'll ever know.
That was quick.
I wonder where she has to go.
Oh, look, Mary, Jesus is asleep.
Oh, why isn't he?
It's been a long day. It's been a big day. I think we could all use some rest.
It was our pleasure.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
You rest, Joseph, while I tidy up a little.
Oh, I think I will.
Have you ever noticed how children easily recognize what is pure and holy? It's only as we grow older that we become doubtful and suspicious. Now, history gives no record that Jesus' presence was known to the Egyptian pharaoh, but had it been, he would probably have seen Jesus as every other ruler saw him, a threat.
Herald, herald in the hall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Pharaoh is fairest, the herald says. If I said something else, he'd strike me dead.
Good answer, good answer.
Pharaoh. And how are you today?
Let me check. Herald, herald, in the hall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Pharaoh is fairest, the herald repeats. If I told the truth, he'd strangle me.
I love this kid. Well, ladies, what is your business with Pharaoh today?
Well, you know, we're not ones to stick our noses into other people's business, but we just happened to hear a talk of a Hebrew king right here in Egypt.
A savior, a messiah.
A king? In Egypt? Herald, herald in the hall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Hit me, hurt me, whatever you care, but I must tell the truth. Jesus is fairest.
Curses! No one is bigger than Pharaoh. If I have to kill him myself.
Kill him?
No.
No, 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 no.
Cleopatra.
What is this disturbance? Oh, Cleopatra, you would come barging in here like a child.
Oh, Pharaoh, please don't harm the little king.
You wouldn't really kill him, would you?
I can. I could. And I would.
But why?
Why? Let me tell you why. This baby is a Hebrew and he just may be the promised Messiah, oh is me. He's the Messiah, he's the King of Kings. So I better rub him out, that's the thing.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh, oh, let this baby go.
No.
Yeah, 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 Pharaoh, Pharaoh.
the Pharaoh, you the Hottentot. He's just a baby, a threat he's not. Don't tell you're afraid of one small child. You're the big kahuna of the river now.
Pharaoh, Pharaoh,
Yes.
What is it, Joseph? Were you dreaming again?
Yes, but not just any dream, Mary. It was the angel that told us to go to Egypt. But this time, the angel said to take you and Jesus home.
Home?
Yes, to Nazareth, to family and friends and all that's familiar.
Oh, Joseph, can we leave tonight?
We can leave right now if you want.
It'll only take me a minute.
Mary, you must get your things together.
I am.
And you must leave Egypt.
We are.
You are? Yes. What's this all about?
Oh, we've done something awful. We've been greedy and suspicious.
And we beg your forgiveness, Mary.
We told Pharaoh that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
And now Pharaoh wants to kill him.
Now, don't worry. God will protect us.
Even now, God has provided a way of escape, just as he provides forgiveness.
You forgive us?
Yeah, you must love Jesus, or you wouldn't have come to warn us.
Oh, I do love him.
So do we.
Yes, how could we worship a wicked old Pharaoh when we felt the love of the heavenly King?
Cleopatra may act like a child at times, but this time she was right about Jesus.
She was, because to receive Jesus, you must become like a child.
Thank you.
Mary, we better be going.
But what about the children? They'll miss you so.
Will you say goodbye for us, Miss Cleopatra?
Just tell them God called and we said yes. I'm sure they'll understand.
I know they will.
Will we ever see Jesus again?
Likely not, but remember, once you've looked into the face of God, He remains in your heart forever.
Goodbye, my sisters.
Take care.
Godspeed.
Do you think they'll be saved, Cleopatra?
Why, of course. God's not only watching over them, He's right there with them.
Hello?
Cleopatra?
It's the children.
Come on in.
Where are Mary and Joseph?
Where's Jesus?
They've gone back to Israel, just like the angel told them to.
But we'll miss them.
Yes, and we brought this gift to Jesus.
We didn't have a gift for him at the party, so we went home and made it.
Oh, it's a little manger.
Just like the one Jesus was born in.
We thought he could set it on his birthday every year to show a special baby he was.
But now we can't.
But we can.
What do you mean, Sheba?
We can set it on his birthday.
That's right. And when folks see it, we'll tell them the story of Jesus' birth.
That's a mighty fine idea, Sheba. That way we can celebrate Christmas in Egypt every year.
But who will listen to us?
Everyone, grown-ups, children.
And anyone who will become like a child.
Where are you this Christmas? In a faraway place or a microphone? Where are you? This Christmas in a faraway place, but just as far away from a saber. Wherever you are, do you do more than just imagine meeting Jesus, make him the Prince of Peace, and celebrate Christmas for the very first time?
Thank you so much for sharing about the story of Jesus' birth once again. Thank all of you parents and grandparents for everyone that came today. Let's give them another warm round of applause. They worked hard. Thank you, Anita, and all of your workers again for doing a fantastic job again this year. God bless you and Merry Christmas. Okay.